You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
As if there wasn't enough going on this weekend, football, Commanders, Eagles, tomorrow, college football playoffs, full slate of week 16, last second Christmas shopping. Apparently a boxing match going on, B. Mitch, this weekend. Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua. And it is not expected to be a close fight because Jake Paul is a plus 650 underdog. But, of course, he's got the big social media following. This guy, Anthony Joshua, looks like a real killer.
Yeah, but, you know, Paul, the Paul brothers always win stuff because I think it's written in their contract. That's my belief.
Okay, you think this could be a rigged boxing
match? I think all of them are rigged.
Wow! With
anything that they do is rigged, I think.
Interesting. According to the New York Post sports department, if Paul upsets Anthony Joshua, it would be a nearly $100 million loss for the sports books. I have lost the scent of the trail when it comes to boxing at the professional level.
Hold on. Can we cut this right here? That is not professional.
That's not boxing.
That is exhibition entertainment. That is, as a true boxing fan that watches the sport, that is not boxing.
Is there a belt at stake in this?
No.
Okay, so there is no
belt.
The
only thing at stake is him making more money.
Is it sanctioned by the WBA,
no.
WBC,
no.
IBF?
They don't pay attention to this. No.
Okay, so this is
garbage.
This is a carnival game.
Yes. This is garbage.
But they're doing it for money.
Yeah, because
people won't watch.
It keeps pushing Paul.
Okay.
And Paul probably paying him.
I'm telling you, if
How
Anthony
are they the same weight class, Anthony's
if
bigger,
Anthony Joshua will lose,
bigger.
He will. I don't think he will ever get a fight in boxing again.
But if he lose, it's what he gonna get paid. That's what the whole thing about is getting his money.
I feel as though as a boxer, that is selling your soul.
Okay, well, who are the legit
they
guys? They
trying to make money.
Who are the legit guys that are being sanctioned by the governing bodies going for actual belts and titles? Who is there now that's a star boxer?
Oh, well, you have Lamont Roach Jr.
Never
from the area. You still have Javante Tank Davis.
Okay.
You have, well, Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford would kill him.
Terrence Crawford.
But you don't have a Pacquiao. You don't have a Mayweather. You don't have.
No, you got.
That was Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford is that level.
Biggest, yeah.
Well, you say that level. I'm talking about guys that can open a pay-per-view for a massive amount of money.
Oh, that's anytime Javante Tank Davis fights.
Yeah. Okay.
Anytime he fights, it's going up.
Well, then I guess I just need to get back into the boxing game, follow it more.
Yep.
Are you into the MMA game?
I'll watch it, but I don't follow it.
That's so funny. How about you, B-Man?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
That's okay. Real fighting. Yeah. A lot of boxing stuff is so fake to me. It's ridiculous.
The thing about MMA, which I think is cool, is that because you've got, what, three disciplines rolled up into one, and certain guys are stronger in one versus the other, you never quite know how a MMA match is going to go, because depending on the first 4 minutes or 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
if a guy gets a guy down and now he's better at the old grappling stuff, gets him in a figure four, good night now.
Yeah.
But as long as he stays on his feet, he's better at the punching than the kick, and then the other guy could be at a huge disadvantage. There's more volatility, I think, to MMA than boxing.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe it's not rigged.
All right. Ask me Mitch anything, 800-636-1067. Ask me Mitch anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo look today.
While the phones are loading up, can I rat-a-tat-tat you with a series of quickies?
Yeah.
To sort of prime the pump, if you will?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go ahead and do this quick. Here we go. Should the Steelers run it back with Rodgers in 2026?
No.
Okay. Did Aaron Glenn throw his D coordinator Steve Wilks under the bus like a coward?
I think that he was told he had to get rid of one of them.
Who's the best new coach in the league? Ben Johnson with the Bears, Vrabel with the Patriots, or Liam Cohen with the Jags?
Vrabel all the way around.
Does Al Michaels annoy you as much as he does me?
Nah.
Okay. What's worse?
I expect the 81-year-old man to forget stuff.
What's worse, the ad creep on the red zone or the uniform creep on throwbacks? Meaning, do you watch Red Zone? They're adding more ads.
I don't watch Red Zone because I'm always at the game.
And so. You're not a uniform guy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, what is one pain in the ass gripe that probably only bothers you in the NFL? For me, it's the Amazon Prime theme song, which I think is a terrible football theme song. It's just very repetitive. Can't get out of my head.
Well, my gripe is
that... And it's so dumb that it bothers me, but it does. Somebody else said they hate guys that put the third or junior or senior on their jersey plate.
But that's because they can.
No, but they're like adding it after they've already come into the league. Like Steve Smith added Steve Smith senior later in his career.
Because he had a kid.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Yes, it does. Once you have a kid, you're senior. If you have a kid that's named after you, that's your senior. You're the senior, he's a junior.
Okay, what one thing bothers you that you probably realize nobody else cares about this?
I have a problem with every time somebody get hit hard,
mm-hmm.
the people start saying they need to be fine.
Yeah,
Totally legal hit.
Right.
I hate that.
Did the announcers last week sugarcoat just how awful Rivers was at quarterback?
No. He wasn't awful.
Yeah, he was throwing balloons out there.
He wasn't awful, man.
He was terrible. Well, watch him this week. He's going to get crushed this week. Should media members be embarrassed about being so high on the Raiders back in August? Wright was high on the Raiders. Yeah. Mita Kimes was high on the Raiders. Should that be embarrassing? Like, yeah, I fell for it.
Well, nah, media people are just like weathermen.
Okay.
They say stuff, and then later on, they don't ever say nothing about it. Like, to recant it, they just move on to the next thing.
Ask B. Mitch, how many years before the Chiefs are back in the playoffs? 0, 1, or 2?
I'll say no more than 2.
Whose career will last longer, Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart?
Jackson Dart might be laid up in the hospital somewhere.
Ask B. Mitch, have the Lions seen their window close?
No, I would say no.
Why doesn't Jordan Love tickle the media's gush button? Meaning, why is the media not as excited about Jordan Love as maybe his numbers would otherwise indicate? People are still kind of meh on him.
Well, I mean, he had...
Win something?
Look at the two he had before him.
Ah, good call.
Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't like personally, because I think he's a jackass.
Oh, he is, yeah.
All right, but he's not doing what they did. So you got to go win something before they give you love. That's my problem with a lot. That's one thing that gets on into my little ilk. Everybody want to always make somebody great before they ever do a damn thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody's the next one right now.
All right. Ask B. Mitch. When Rodgers was asked, are you a cast off? He said no without flinching after calling guys like Thielen a cast off and other guys, Gainwell, his running back, who he loves.
He's cast off.
That's what I said. I mean, you are literally, by definition, a cast off.
You have way more talent than all those other people, but you are a cast off.
The Jets told you to leave.
They basically said, right. Listen, bro, go. We might pay you to go. But a guy with that much talent that people keep letting go, yeah, you're a cast off.
All right, ask B. Mitch, if you had to pick one man to plan or manage your retirement portfolio, would you pick Skip Bayless or Mike Francesa?
Neither one of them.
No, you have to pick one. You'd be broke at the end of it.
Nah, I'll fight both of them.
Is Todd Bowles a potty mouth at the podium the way he F-bombed and S-bombed his way through that Thursday nighter?
Nah, he was upset.
Okay.
Todd's a very calm and, you know, just nice guy.
All right. Ask B. Mitch, who needs a get-out-of-jail card more badly, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray or the Dolphins with Tua?
Well, I think the Dolphins, because that thing is, like, crazy. Like, $90 million or something to get out of that.
Okay.
I think he's $59 million guaranteed next year.
Okay. All right, last one, ask B. Mitch, boobies or bottoms?
Both.
Can't stump you. I cannot stump you. All right, I don't have the phone screener up in front of me. I don't know what that lives on. Where should I go, boys, to start taking them calls? Why don't you punch up a call right away, and then we'll go ahead and work on it. Who do we got here? Hi, you're on the fan with Jew. B. Mitch. Jew!
What's going on? It's D. B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
Ain't much. Hey, look, I got a hypothetical for you, B. Mitch.
All right.
You only have one or the other. It's going to be on offense and defense. Offense, would you rather have a Brock Bowers-type tight end or Jonathan Taylor-type running back? And on defense, would you rather have a Patrick Surtain-type cornerback or a Kyle Hamilton type safety?
I can give you one on offense, one on defense.
Oh, sorry, I dropped him because I thought you had the answer. You got to go with your best.
Give me the Brock Bowers because I think that tight end is what's bigger in the league today, and I think if we got a Brock Bowers, you can have success with the running backs we have right here. And then I'll take a Pat Surtain type cornerback over a safety any day. They're more impactful.
All right, that's a good question there. Drew in Graysonville, you're next up. Ask B. Mitch.
What up, Drew?
Hey, B. Hey, I got an important question for you, B, but before I ask it, you know, Zabe, it's nice to have you on the show, but this in Alabama, that's non-acceptable. So
I didn't diss him. I just said that you guys have not looked right for a month.
They're going to win tonight and make a run. So
roll damn tide, then.
Roll Tide. And then, but B, I got an important question for you. Next week, on Thursday, we play Dallas, and that means tequila at the tailgate. And so my two-part question, one, you like Reposado or Añejo, and which is your favorite tequila?
I like Reposado. And I haven't found my favorite tequila just yet.
He's working on it.
Why do you like Reposado better than Añejo?
I like the little cinnamon taste to the Reposados.
Okay. Well, we'll be doing some Reposado.
But I've had Añejo as well. Añejos are cool, too. The Añejo kind of have more of a bourbon taste to me. A little bit like a bourbon to me.
You don't like the George Clooney tequila?
What's that?
Casamigos?
I've had it, but I just found out. Casamigos... And another one,
they're not celebrity 100%
pure, as they said.
Not into celebrity douchebag tequila. Yeah. I mean, look, it's great marketing.
Yeah.
Like most liqueur is all marketing. I mean, there's some differences in the quality, but still. Let's go to Toothpick in Fort Worth. You are next up. What's up, Toothpick?
What's good, Zay? Hey, you took all of our B-Mitch questions for the next month and a half, so I had to come up with one on the fly. So B, if you was in the league today, what would your celebration be, and which one of your family members would be your coordinator for your celebration?
I don't need nobody to celebrate. I never had a thing I did every time. It's whatever hits me. Sometimes I may celebrate. Sometimes I might not.
You cannot throw the ball back to the ref. You cannot. I'm like Barry Sanders, man. You got to give me something. Like, you going to battle with.
Sometimes I threw it to him. Sometimes I threw it to him. Somebody just decided to dive from the 2-yard line. I mean, different things. Like, if somebody had been talking trash, I'm going to find that person to talk trash back to him.
Yeah.
If the fan been saying something, I'm going to look for the fan, their coach, whatever.
And in today's NFL, your kicker is going to be kicking a 40-yard field goal for the extra point when you do that. The coach will be chewing your ass out. All right, thanks for the call, Toothpick. To me, there's only
three. They let them celebrate these days.
There's only three end zone celebrations that really are needed. The crucial three. You ready?
What's that?
One is just the simple nuclear spike or Gronk spike, meaning as hard as you can with the broad side of the football for maximum rebound height. That's number one. Number two would be firing the football into the stands.
That gets you fine.
It does. For the cost of the football, right?
No,
$75.
They ain't fine you more than the cost of the football because of the liability.
Okay.
Suppose somebody get hurt.
And then the third one is you spin the ball and then you do the cabbage patch. Like that. Not the Puka Nacua one he got in trouble for.
Yeah.
The rubbing the hands.
The cabbage patch.
To me, the tight spin of the football, and when you can do it by this motion instead of this, and nobody can see that because we're on the radio. That's the level of an advanced guy.
So, which spin you say?
So, in other words, don't spin it with your wrist. Don't hold the end of it. That's the easier way. It's when you pull it like a lawnmower.
How about you spin it from the fat part, the complete fat part, and make it stand up?
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Some revolutions going on that
way. I showed Jeff how to get it done.
Let's go to Andy and Sterling. You are next up.
What up, Andy?
Ask B. Mitch.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy holidays to the both of you.
Same to you, man.
Thank you, man. Before I ask B. Mitch my question, Zabe, I really enjoy hearing your voice on the radio again. I wish somehow they would find a permanent spot for you on JFK. I always enjoyed your smart-ass take on everything when you were on the other station.
Well, thank you
very
much.
I'm glad to see you're back on the radio.
2 a.m. to 3 a.m. is being talked about, so
there you go. Well, that's great, man. Good to have you back.
All right.
Now, B-Mitch, you got a couple of questions. There were a couple of losses this season when the Commanders at the end found some way to lose. And after the game, I really wanted to put a brick through my television set.
Don't do that.
And what bothers me, though, is the way the players after the game seem to be hugging and swapping stories and maybe exchanging jerseys. I realize it's a brotherhood, and you've always talked about, you know, fellow players being a part of a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? I mean, I think most Commanders fans are ready to cuss, ready to throw things, and these guys are being all familiar-like, and but what's your take on that?
You sound like you're like my age or older. That's the way we were brought up. We lose, we don't have no time for you. I don't want your jersey or nothing. In this day and age, even the fans, they're jersey swapping type people. You know, the younger generation, that's what they do. Win, lose, or draw, they want to collect something. And if they can get, let's say I'm playing against a team and, hell, I can get Pat Mahomes' jersey. If he wants mine, he can have mine. I get it. That's how people think today. I never felt like that. You know, the game is over, it's over. You know, and I'm pissed that we lost. You know, I'm just like Gary Clark. Gary Clark, we lost. He was MFing everybody. his own teammates, everybody. But today, they're not like that. They have a different mindset. Every once in a while, you find some guys that still have that old school mindset. But the majority of players today, it's all about celebration.
You ever hear about Ravens rookie Roger Rosengarten? Roger Rosengarten once asked Brown star Myles Garrett for his jersey. And this was on Hard Knocks. Rosengarten approached Garrett during a game and said, look, I know I'm a nobody, but if I could get that jersey afterwards. Garrett's response was really classy. He said, look, put his arm around him. He goes, hey, you're in the league. Y'all are winning games. You're looking great. You ain't never a nobody. Garrett ended up fulfilling the request, and Rosengarten later received the signed jersey, which was presented to him in the locker room by his teammate. I mean, that's pretty cool right there, that a stud like Myles Garrett looks at a scrub like Rosengarten and says, you're in the league, you're not a nobody, and gives him a jersey.
Yeah, but how long did Rosengarten stay in the league?
He might be out by now.
Yeah, because like my whole thing,
I think he sold me some whole life last
week. Once you get to the league, your mindset has to be, I'm one of them.
Don't act that way.
Yeah.
Don't say, hey, I'm a nobody. You shouldn't think that way.
When I got here, with all those names I had on the team, Actually, anybody that played, I walked in there, they were like, damn, this dude act like he'd been in the league already 10 years. I'm not walking in here like bowing down. I'm going to respect you, but I'm not going to bow down to nobody.
No, that's probably the right attitude to have. I do think the jersey swap is fine. It's when your body language is out of phase with the moment. This is part of why Tua got benched. He was laughing with Jalen Ramsey. And again, the former teammates, I get it.
Yeah.
But after they got their ass whooped on Thursday night and he's laughing it up, or was it Monday night, I guess, they're like, this is terrible look from your quarterback. Do that in private or call him on the phone and laugh. You guys looked like ass and got run out of the building. Not good. Let's go to Charlie. You are next up, Ask B. Mitch. Hello, Charlie. What do you got?
Good afternoon. Zoli, it's great to hear you back on the air again.
Thank you, sir.
B. Mitch.
What's up, man?
How does Washington win the game tomorrow night?
They got to run the football, and they got to damn sure stop the run, because if you allow the Eagles to run, then they will be doing play action off of it, and that's a problem.
Plus two turnovers as well. That's a must.
Hey, well, I'd run the ball, no doubt. I think they need to put heat. They haven't had a pass rush much all season. I think Jalen Hurts, when you pressure him, is not ordinary, but he's almost ordinary. Make him beat you and run the football. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, thanks for the call there. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We got Larry on the line, Tony on the line, Bryce on the line. If you're right now on hold, stay there. We'll get to the end of this on the other side. If you want to ask Brian a question, you can ask him anything. Anything they say here. Have you really talked to your lawyers about the wisdom of answering anything?
They can ask anything they want. They may not get the answer.
Right. You might say we're on to Cincinnati. B. Mitch and Finley here on the Fan. Zabe sitting in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Picking up on an earlier discussion, I just sent you, Jeff Walker, a short video clip when Mike Tyson refused to punch Jake Paul in a clearly fixed fight. Here you go, B. Mitch.
If Mike fought in that fight, he would have killed him.
Look at that, right?
That's all. He left his chin out there. Mike normally destroys people here.
Check swing. He checked it.
Yeah, he knew. And also he knew if he knocked him out or something, he didn't get paid. That whole Paul, Jake, and his brother, that whole thing is a farce.
And yet people pay for it.
Yeah, because people are stupid.
I know.
People get mad that someone protects their starting quarterback, but they don't get mad at somebody going out there and paying $2,000 to watch somebody in a fake fight.
I hear you on that. Listen, my dad used to call it the tyranny of the masses, meaning we're under a tyranny of what the average idiot in this country finds acceptable. And if there's enough of them, it feels like oppression, because you are right in saying, stop watching this.
Yeah, I mean, like, people tell me, oh, man, listen, bro. People make money because there are a lot of stupid people in the world, a lot of dumb people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't make money for fake stuff. That's fake. Yeah, especially when you're trying to present it as real. Now, if you tell me, yeah, you know, we do we just come out here and just do these little things and we have a fixed fight, whatever. Like, a lot of, we know wrestling is not 100% real.
Yeah.
We know that. But this, he tried to act like he's beating these people, run around talking trash. Nah, have a real fight with the real rules, and I guarantee he go to sleep, especially if he fight anybody of any substance in boxing.
Myrtle Beach Bowl update. It is Western Michigan 41, and who are they playing again?
Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw State 6. 41-6 in the scantily attended Myrtle Beach Bowl.
If the bowl started at 11 o'clock, Dave, ain't going to be many people there.
I hear you. Let's go to Larry and La Plata next up. Ask B. Mitch anything. What do you got?
Yeah, I've got a festive question. Brian, what's your food-wise, what's your favorite holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas? And what are you looking forward to serving coming this Christmas?
Food-wise? Oh, man. I'll be honest with you. Food-wise is relatively about the same stuff. But we do bring brisket in on Christmas, so I'd have to go overall with Christmas, because I get a fried turkey, I get some brisket, so the brisket really throws it over the hump. And we have gumbo the night before.
Ooh.
The night before Christmas. Nice. So nice. That really sways it to Christmas.
You know how they have the ad saying, you know, problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have 1-800-COOKIE? Because I have a cookie problem. Especially during the holidays. I just ran through a bunch of the ones that were brought in here.
So did you go to, what's the little place,
Crumble? Funny Ben brought in a bunch of cookies today, and I'm like, God, stop eating them.
You ever go to Crumble?
Stop eating them. No, I don't.
That's good cookies.
It's so much. I mean, I'm fat, and I eat a lot of cookies, but I don't want huge cookie. I want just the kind of cookies that are out there.
Oh, they nice.
Do? Yeah.
Crisp and soft a little bit.
Oh, you should have been here yesterday then.
Like the batch that came in.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
You should have been here yesterday. Like all of the little macadamia, white chocolate macadamia nut cookies.
Pass
like
on the macadamia.
You don't like those? Man, that's the best cookie in the world.
Yeah, I might ride there in the bee house.
Says me. Because I just got, Wendy's mom made
better
me.
Better than chocolate chip straight.
Yes, by far.
Not Harris Teeter.
Chocolate chip is not the best cookie. But no, by no stretch. But
it's 99.
Wendy mom made me a whole pan, big time pan yesterday. It's about 60, 70 cookies in there.
I'm about to ride down to his house after work.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, I'm not going home.
There'll be guard dogs out.
Nah, don't worry about nobody that. Open the door. My daughter eats Crumble like every day and don't gain 8 pounds.
Well, that's what kids that age do. Their metabolism burns through it. Must be nice, right?
Can I have a piece? She was like, yeah, a little piece. So I basically cut a little piece off of one of the cookies.
I read.
I'm talking about the cookie about this big. I might get a piece about that big.
I read a Business Insider story a Wall Street Journal story about Crumble Cookie that was so long. I couldn't believe it. I'm like scrolling in bed reading it. But it was fascinating because it's a huge, I mean, they've rocketed.
It's like a cake. But it's a cookie.
But and they've made a ton of money where the founders, who are Mormon and BYU supporters, are big guys to keeping guys like their coach from leaving because the Crumble Cookie Empire said, oh, we got some mill money. We're not going to let this guy, Kalani Sitake, leave.
Cookies are that, and well, my desserts are like now that and nut and bun cake.
Ooh, okay.
The now, little cupcakes they have.
Now, do you know how Crumble does it? They have limited releases of special flavors.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't know that because I don't go to them, but they match collectible fever of, ooh, this week only a special recipe, a cinnamon chocolate vanilla crust swirl that's never been done
and
before.
And that's what people run for it.
They run for it. They wait in line for it. Yeah. And then they go to Instagram to go, look, I got what I got. And they rave
about it. They got something left over here.
Right. It creates an urgency for a damn cookie.
It's smart.
It is. It's brilliant is what it is. But the story said, you know what the problem is? The franchisees struggle because they have to learn to make a new cookie all the time. And sometimes it doesn't come out quite right.
Oh, you
and they
got
to source the ingredients.
But
and
they just
got
to add one ingredient to something they already have. They'll get it right.
You're talking like a guy that don't make cookies.
Though? At least the Crumble cookies are real, unlike the Jake Paul fights. You're spending money on something real. That's all I know.
Also, you know, Wegmans chocolate chip cookies. You made this chocolate chip. As
I like the
snickerdoodles.
I like the snickerdoodles.
Whatever. That cookie, simple chocolate chip, 98 miles per hour on the outside black. It is as good as it gets. An unhittable pitch. It's not complicated. It's not fancy. It doesn't have high spin rate. It's 98 on the outside black. That chocolate chip cookie from Wegmans, dangerous.
You mean the one that Fred Smoot go over there and buy and tell everybody he cooked?
Does he do that?
Yeah.
Fred Smoot does stolen valor on cookies? That is outrageous.
Oh, he does. He does.
I feel like I can call him
but
right now.
But I get the snickerdoodle and then this one called the, I think it's the almond burst or something like that. It's an almond cookie, very much like a snickerdoodle, but it's real, real good. Just, I'm not with the chocolate chip. I've never liked chocolate chip.
800-636-1067. You're next on Cookie Talk here on today's Friday Getaway Edition. This is a walkthrough show, as we've determined, especially the final hour before Grant and Danny take over from Pupatella's out there in Leesburg. Real quick, rest of the games this weekend. Bills minus 10.5 at the Browns. Can the Bills keep it going after their big upset, comeback upset over the Patriots?
They're going to have to.
Okay. You got the Chargers as a road dog at the Cowboys. I don't get this. Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites, even though they're 6-7-1, and the Chargers are 10-4. Makes no sense to me.
No.
You've got the Chiefs and Titans with Gardner Minshew now. Show's over, people go home. Chiefs are actually 3-point favorites on the road at the 2-12 Titans.
Wow.
The Bengals and Dolphins square off with Quinn Ewers starting for Miami. This week, Zach Wilson, the MILF hunter, was complaining like, hey, I've been here working hard. Why don't I get the start? And I think the Dolphins probably pulled him aside and said, look,
Dude, shut up. We can cut you.
Look, we know you suck. We think Quinn Ewers sucks, but we want to find out. So that's why we're starting him. We've got the Saints and the Jets. That is an awful game. Don't watch it unless you really have to for fantasy purposes or gambling. The Vikings and Giants, another awful game. Do not watch, would not recommend. Good one. Buccaneers-Panthers, 7-7, 7-7. Battle for the NFC South. Bucks are minus 3. Bounce back after their Thursday, let them off the hook game.
After seeing Todd and knowing how they probably practice, I think it's a bounce back.
Okay. All right. Then you've got the Trevor versus Bo game, Jaguars-Broncos, 10-4 Jacksonville at 12-2 Denver. That is not even a nationally televised game. It's a 4:05 bridge window game to only a select few markets. There's some people saying it's insulting, whatever. Broncos minus 3.
I think traveling from Jacksonville all the way to Denver and the air, I think I'm going with Denver.
Falcons and Cardinals is a hideous game I would never watch if
Toss
it was
up.
Played outside my window.
Flip
Steelers and Lions, 8-6 versus 8-6. And the Lions keep getting spreads that I guess the oddsmaker think they're the Lions of 2 years ago. It's minus 7. Detroit minus seven. It's too tempting not to take the Steelers.
Yeah, I think, though
the game is in Detroit.
I think Detroit wins, but I think the Steelers cover.
All right. And then the Raiders and Texans, sort of interesting only for the Texans.
The Raiders are going to kill them.
The Texans
are going to kill them.
They're 14.5-point favorites. It's the largest number on the board. And then Patriots-Ravens, your Sunday nighter. Ravens minus three. So an 11-3 team is a dog on the road. That's kind of insulting if you ask me, but
yeah.
The odds makers know what they know. Coming up, final segment here. B. Mitch and Finley right here on The Fan. You got to read, B. Yeah. Mitch?
All right, the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. Do you think the Commanders can upset the Eagles tomorrow? Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of the AAA Plus exclusive experiences, discounts, tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free. I'll join today at AAA.com/Commanders.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, final segment here. I've been told Mr. Walker has a song of the day. or is it of the week?
The week, baby.
The week. End the week with DJ Jazzy Jeff Walker.
Oh, boy.
And his song of the week. What do we have to get us hyped on the way out the door today?
So I have an open letter. I wrote an open letter last week because we got punished and we beat the Giants. So this is another letter to, you know, beat the Eagles.
Who is the open letter to?
The team. Okay. Everyone.
The team. This is yes. To the Commanders. Dear Commanders.
Dear Commanders. Let's get all it, Landini. Right.
We got that win last week. I told y'all, no matter how bad we get whooped, we not losing to the Giants. Now we got some more division foes to take care of. Woo! Yeah, we gotta win. 3 games left, and we can win again. I know we got some fans that want a higher pick. The thought of tucking tails, it really make me sick. I know the season done, but we can't up and quit. It's the burgundy and gold, we take freaking pride in it. Plus, Philly been exposed, we can run them out of here. Yeah, they won a bowl, but that was last year. What they did in the past ain't striking no fear. Commanders, it's time to kick these birds in the rear. Clip their wings off, they ain't soaring nowhere. Pin them to the ground with your cleats and your stick. And the fans all around, they make the trip down to the field. To make it known, we don't like that Philly-ish in here. And send them home with a stick of cheese right back to the crib. To show these frauds what a win and the real sandwich is. Let's go show them what we do. Oh, we definitely upset people. We gonna do it this week. And hold on. I gotta get this off my chest. It's called a steak and cheese. You cook the steak, then you throw that cheese on it. It's not called a cheese steak. Y'all act like y'all cooking the cheese first. It's a steak and cheese. Man, hey, let's go ahead and smack these Philly bums.
Good morning, Atlas.
Jeff Walker is going to single-handedly try to change the nomenclature on a sandwich that has been around forever.
Yes, but it is a steak and cheese. We are not accepting the cheesesteak name. No.
How about the wit and without? That whole thing. How do you feel about the cheesesteaks with the cheese whiz on it, not the actual melted provolone?
Well, anything sucks when you don't season the beef. And that's my biggest gripe with Philly. When they make their cheese steak.
No seasoning. Yeah, that's a good point.
Nah. That's why I told them, I put it on Twitter, any Eagles fan, they want a real steak and cheese, you got Jerry's down the street and on Eastern Ave and MLK, and what you got, the Lucky Star in Kentland, all right there. They need to taste greatness and understand what they're doing up there is diabolical.
Where do you stand on ketchup on a chicken cheesesteak? Out of bounds? Chicken cheesesteak. Where do you stand on chicken cheesesteaks?
I love them too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a chicken cheesesteak.
I don't
guy.
Know about ketchup though, Zay.
Oh, I'm a ketchup, mayonnaise, hot sauce type of guy on any sandwich.
I just don't. I'll take the mayonnaise and mix it with some of that some hot sauce and make a spread.
I went to Gino's one night at 2 a.m. at the Army Navy weekend up there in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cheesesteak that was so big, it was a joke. And to then lay down shortly afterwards with alcohol and that lump of stuff in my stomach, not a good idea.
Not a good idea ever.
Felt like I had swallowed a fistful of tacks.
Just like the snakes, anacondas, when they swallow something and they have that big lump.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell, last night I had something going on and got up at 4:30. Had to spend, you know, a good 25 minutes on the throne. Came back, and my wife was up, and she's like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "Now I've got to explain."
Yeah, I'm 20 pounds lighter, babe.
I had to explain to her, well, if I wasn't all right, I'd be passed out with a heart attack, and you'd have to come find me. So I'm awake, and I'm back into bed now. Do I need to go into detail about my poopy? How it was? Was it constipation? Was it
She heard
messy?
You in there grunting and stuff, dog. She figured something.
No, she heard me listening to TikTok videos. Well, she heard me trying to distract myself. But how do you have, like, I wasn't annoyed. I'm glad she cares enough about me. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, so do I have to explain midnight poopies now? Everyone gets the overnight poopies every now and then. I got it. What can I say?
Ooh.
Felt much better when I finally went back to bed.
It'll wake you up out of your sleep.
All right. Did Puka Nacua, other than the game, have the worst week ever? Let's go through it. Gets chastised by Sean McVay for allowing a live stream in the locker room. Then has to apologize for mimicking an end zone celebration that was deemed anti-Semitic. Then criticizes the referees, saying they make calls just to tell their friends they were on TV, will likely get fined. Then his brother boosts a whip in L.A. that belonged to one of the Lakers. And then he has 200-plus yards. And then rips the refs again last night.
He balled out 12 for 2-something.
What makes him so good, B. Mitch, in 30 seconds or less?
As I was told, he's a monster. He is built like a damn running back, but he has great hands. So he is people don't want to just hit him.
Really?
Yeah. He runs precise routes.
Big, great hands.
And can run.
And knows the game.
Yep.
And loves the game. He's only making $1 million this year as a fifth-round pick. He's about to get very, very expensive.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Walker, Landfill, you guys are the best. Thank you. B. Mitch, thanks for putting up with me. You have a merry, merry Christmas. I'm back on Monday with Grant in the afternoon, so that'll be a fun ride. More beer cans out the window from the shotgun seat. I'm here to do it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.